Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A senior official at the Kremlin says the 30-day ceasefire proposed by the U.S. and accepted by Ukraine would help Ukraine by offering a break to its military. No official announcement on whether the proposal is being accepted by Russia. U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff is in Moscow today. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is in Canada today for a meeting with G7 leaders. Ukraine, military funding, and the impending trade war are all expected to be topics. Today marks 4 full weeks in the hospital for Pope Francis.
Pope Francis continues to undergo respiratory therapy during the day and at night at Rome's Gemelli Hospital. In its latest statement, the Vatican said a chest X-ray performed on Tuesday confirmed improvements in the pontiff's condition, which had been recorded by doctors over previous days.
ABC's Tom Sophie Burridge in Rome. Columbia University grad student Mahmoud Khalil will remain in detention in Louisiana until at least next week, while Trump administration tries to deport him. This is ABC News. Idaho is becoming the first state in the country to make firing squad the preferred method of execution. ABC's Alex Stone reports.
Days after South Carolina executed the first U.S. inmate by firing squad in almost 15 years, now Idaho Governor Brad Little signing a bill into law making firing squad the primary method for executing death row inmates in his state. Idaho has 9 inmates on death row. The state still has to modify its execution chamber with bulletproof glass and decide how the firing squad will be carried out. It's likely to be a mechanical method of buttons that are pushed that fire guns, some with blanks and some with live rounds, rather than humans holding guns. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Engineers at SpaceX are hoping to get their rocket back up soon. A hydraulic issue forced them to scrub yesterday's launch. The rocket was supposed to bring stranded astronauts Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore back to Earth after 9 months on the International Space Station. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Driftless Area Group does more than survey land and sell homes. We are stewards of the land, keepers of the home, and protectors of your investment. Our complete package delivers land surveying, real estate, property and casualty insurance, and interior design services. We understand that your property purchases are a huge decision and a tremendous investment. Start your journey with Driftless Area Group today by visiting our new website at driftlessareallc.com or give us a call at 608-647-9050.
Hello, WRCL listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker, coming to you live from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in historic downtown Richland Center. Thursday is the day. Get your fresh and hot from the oven Cornish pasty. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny. Our current hours are Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 8 to 2 p.m.
Big changes are coming. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is moving to Main Street, and that means big savings for you. March 10th through 15th, take 10% off everything in our Church Street location. Sofas, recliners, dining sets, mattresses, everything must go before we move. Don't miss out on these savings. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street while you still can. But hurry, this deal ends March 15th. Main Street, here we come. All sales are final. No refunds or returns.
I can't believe how spotless my floors look after using the Swiffer Power Mop. No more dragging around a heavy mop and messy bucket. Now I get the same deep clean without all the work. Thanks to the powerful solution and scrubbing pad of the Swiffer Power Mop, dirt and grime don't stand a chance, and I don't break a sweat. Mic drop. I mean, mop drop.
Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop.
A smarter way to mop. Try it or your money back.
Tax time is the perfect time to find your next vehicle, and TC Auto Works in Richland Center is ready to help. With a great selection of cars and trucks, they strive to get you behind the wheel of the perfect ride. Meet Kyle, their new sales guru. With 15 years of experience, he knows how to make car buying easy and hassle-free. At TC Auto Works, customer service comes first, setting them apart from the rest. Stop by TC Auto Works in Richland Center today and let Kyle and the team help you find your next vehicle.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center. Calling all farmers and gardeners. Mark your calendars for this Saturday, March 15th, as Project Seed Day returns to Richland Center. An initiative of the Rural Life Committee of the Diocese of La Crosse, Project Seed aims to support farm families with quality, responsibly priced seeds. From forage seed and conventional seed corn to Roundup Ready seed and Commander alfalfa, there's something for everyone. The event will be held at St. Mary's Church and School from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Don't miss the opportunity to stock up on seeds and connect with fellow farmers. For more information, contact Dick Hauser at 585-4808 or Steve Moore at 608-780-5460. Project Seed Day, supporting our community, one seed at a time. Ever wondered if it's too late to become physically active? At Simon's Recreation Complex, they believe you're never too old to exercise. More and more older adults are proving this every day. Before you start, remember to take some precautions. Check with your doctor before beginning any exercise program. Start slow. Don't try to do too much too fast. Choose activities that are fun and suit your needs. Wear comfortable clothing and footwear, and always take time to warm up and cool down. Stretch slowly to avoid injuries. Simon's Recreation Complex is proud to be a part of Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active programs. These top fitness programs are designed specifically for older adults, ensuring your safety and enjoyment. Call or stop today. With your Medicare Supplement Insurance card, you may be eligible for a free membership, including all classes. Discover why many of the members call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Let them help you increase your energy and decrease the aches and pains of aging. Partner with Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center for a healthier, happier you. Remember, you bring the commitment, and they have the means to make it happen. Simon's Recreation Complex, where age is just a number and fitness is for everyone.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Unseasonably warm air will be with us for a couple days at the warmest temperatures tomorrow, but also a storm system approaching from the southwest will likely bring some very active weather to the middle of the country Friday into Friday night. Right now, there's a level 2 slight risk of severe storms over southwest Wisconsin tomorrow evening. High winds and hail are possible. The chance is up to level 3 enhanced risk as you get south of Wisconsin, where they could actually have some tornadoes later tomorrow. The system could bring us about a quarter to a half inch of rain Friday evening into Saturday. Then Sunday, some much colder temperatures are in place, gusty winds as well. Things will be fairly nice early next week before the next weather system slides in Tuesday night and Wednesday. Could bring us some mixed precipitation, so certainly stay tuned for updates. Today, though, look for a mix of sun and high clouds, temperature topping out near 64, southeast wind at 3 to 10. Partly cloudy tonight, low in the mid-40s, and tomorrow the clouds fill in rather breezy with a high of 73. Stray sprinkles possible by midday, then a 50% chance of thunderstorms toward evening. The wind southeast around 20 miles an hour. Friday night, thunderstorms in the evening. Some could be on the strong side, otherwise mostly cloudy, low in the upper 40s. On Saturday, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cooler. Intermittent light rain showers are likely, and temperatures topping out around 53 in the morning and then falling. Saturday night, light rain turning to a few snow showers, low 24. Sunday may be a flurry early, otherwise blustery and chilly, partial clearing later in the day, high in the upper 30s. Monday, lots of sunshine and warmer, low 23, high 51. And Tuesday, brings partly cloudy skies, high of 60, with some rain coming in at night. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Right now, 26 degrees with sunshine. Yesterday's high was 59. The morning low today has been 23. The record high was established in 2007 when we were enjoying 70-degree weather. Record low, 15 below zero in 1956. Last year's high was 68 and the low, 31. Sunset will happen at 7:05 this evening. Sunrise time tomorrow morning, 7:16. Southeast winds are at 2 miles per hour. Barometer is at 30.06. And no precipitation today. With some sunshine, we're up 3 from the overnight low at 26.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto of Richland Center and Boscobel, local people serving you with the good stuff. By Badgerland Flooring, Richland Center's top flooring provider, boasting over 40 years of expert installation experience, located in southwest Wisconsin, and also by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a look at postseason basketball for the high school, and also the Badgers get into the Big Ten tournament today with a game against Northwestern.
Napa Know How!
Don't miss the annual filter and tool sale at Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel now through March 15th. Bring your filter list and save big on Napa Gold filters, the best price of the year. Hydraulic oil, grease, and many unadvertised specials are also on sale. Hurry in, the filter tool sale ends March 15th at Napa Richland Center in Boscobel.
Napa know-how.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. The Southwest Wisconsin Conference All-Conference girls basketball players have been announced this week. Platteville and Prairie du Chien tied at 9-1 during the regular season, taking the co-conference championship. Lancaster was 6-4, River Valley 4-6, Dodgeville 2-8, and Richland Center 0-10 in the Southwest Conference. First-team All-Conference girls players including Jessica Morgan of Lancaster, along with Rihanna Dye and Avery Richard of Platteville, Prairie du Chien's Tana Radloff, and Tessa Chakowski Higgins. Second team members include Jackson Berengen of Platteville, Prairie du Chien's Rita Achenbach, Greenlee Cron, and Carly Kramer, and also River Valley sophomore Ella Myers makes the second team. The honorable mention squad includes, from River Valley, Lexi DeVinny, a senior, and junior Brooklyn Stokes. Richland Center's senior, Carly Meaden, and sophomore, Kylie Burns. From Platteville, Macy Noble and Addison McNeil, Lancaster's Kylie Olmstead, and from Dodgeville, Abilene Bartz and Emma Doherty. The Sportsmanship Awards go to Kayla Brom of Dodgeville, Nicole Kelly Lancaster, Claire Hoosier, Platteville, Prairie du Chien's Claire Kennedy, Richland Center Junior Jory Schultz, and Senior Mackenzie Woodhouse of River Valley. The Player of the Year, a sophomore, Rihanna Dye of Platteville. The Co-Coaches of the Year, Brandon Temperley and Paula Shedevy of Platteville and Prairie du Chien, respectively. That's a look at the Southwest Conference All-Conference Postseason Awards for girls basketball. Speaking of girls basketball, the state girls basketball tournament gets underway today with the semifinals for Division III. At 145, number one seed, 26-1 Elk Mound, plays 18-10 Xavier, a fourth seed. The second seed Oostburg team at 26-2 plays number three Laconia. They're at 24-4. And Division IV semifinals tonight, the Prairie School, number one seed at 26-2, plays number four Cuba City, which is 23-5. And in Game 2, number two seed St. Mary Catholic at 25-3 plays Durand, Arkansas, 23-5. The tournament will continue tomorrow. WIAA Tournament Boys Basketball Sectional Semifinals tonight, and there are some outstanding games on tap, including North Crawford taking on Royal at Prairie du Chien High School, and Southwestern will play Abundant Life Christian at Evansville. In Division 4, Mineral Point takes on Darlington in an SWAL rematch that will be at Lancaster High School. In Division 3, right here in Richland Center tonight, it will be Platteville taking on Wisconsin Dells. Platteville defeated Wisconsin Dells back on December 5th by a score of 81-67. The winner of that game will face either Lake Mills or Edgerton. They meet tonight at Fort Atkinson, and the sectional final game comes up Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock at Baraboo High School. And tonight in Division 2, Mount Horeb battles Monona Grove. That will be played at Oregon High School as well. Bowling scores from the Merchants Bowling League. Granite Valley had a 28-57. Richland Locker a 28-44. Goplin Insurance a 28-13. Team High Game, Richland Locker 9-87. AutoZone and Goplin Insurance each had 977s, and Granite Valley a 974. Top series, Justin Schimmick, a 682, J.J. Klatt, a 672, D.J. Adams, a 666. Isaac Davison with a top game, 269, Justin Schimmick a 263, Jeff Seckman with a 259 in the Merchants Bowling League. The number 18 Wisconsin Badgers play in the Big Ten tournament against Northwestern. Today's meeting will be the second of the season between the two teams. Wisconsin is 13-7 against Big Ten teams. Northwestern is 8-13 in the conference. Coach Greg Gard talked about bouncing back after that disappointing loss to Penn State and getting ready for the tournament.
We made very quick work of it yesterday, and we needed to move on quickly, so I probably have dissected it deeper and more intensely and harder than anybody else, just because I knew it wasn't one right now we needed to spend a lot of time on as a team. I did, because I wanted to really dissect the issues, but more importantly, we needed to flush it quick and move on.
The Badgers won the only meeting with Northwestern back on February 1st. It was a close game, though, 75-69. Pregame time today, 12:30 on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. Marquette takes on a Xavier team, which is riding a seven-game win streak in tonight's action on the Big East Conference Tournament Trail. The team split two games during the regular season. The Golden Eagles have been almost as cold as the second half Musketeers have been hot. Marquette has lost six of its last 10 games. Packer offensive tackles Rasheed Walker and Zach Tom will almost double their 2024 NFL salaries with the payments they receive under the league's performance-based pay. The PPE represents supplemental player compensation based on a comparison of playing time to salary. Walker will receive just over $925,000, and Tom will get $849,000. The NFL released the amounts for only the top 25 recipients. Also in the news, Aaron Rodgers Officially no longer a member of the Jets, as expected, the team released the four-time MVP with a post-June 1st designation. The 41-year-old quarterback can join another team as an unrestricted free agent for the first time in his career if he still intends to play a 21st NFL season. The Jets absorbed a $49 million dead money charge by cutting Rodgers, but are able to spread that over 2 years instead of one. On Monday, New York agreed to terms with former Steelers and Bears quarterback Justin Fields on a 2-year deal. And finally in sports, more remembrances of Milwaukee Bucks great junior bridgeman Shaquille O'Neal weighed in yesterday on TNT.
They always tell us stories about how 75% of athletes 0 to 5 years after they're done playing go broke. A lot of people don't know this, but I've patterned my whole business acumen after junior bridgeman. This one hurts a lot.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Lust Auction Service. Bid, buy, and sell now at WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions end daily. Don't miss out. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com today. Meister Log and Lumber Company. Buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. Call Toby Witkowski, your local professional forest manager, at Meister Log and Lumber. And Schmidt Woodland Hills, a modern assisted living community that offers different levels of assistance based on need. It's more than living, it's living well at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Richland Center.
A look at the girls' basketball state championships coming up this weekend in Green Bay. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. The girls' basketball state tournament is set for this weekend at the Resch Center in Green Bay. Things open on Thursday with the Division III semifinals featuring top-seeded Elk Mound, as well as Oostburg, Xavier, and Laconia, who makes the move up after winning the D4 crown last year. Thursday night, it is Division IV taking center stage, as the Prairie School grabbed the top seed and will face off against Cuba City, while St. Mary Catholic takes on Durand, Arkansas. Division V teams get the action going on Friday morning, with top-seeded Assumption facing off against four-seeded Owen Withy, while Lourdes Academy meets up with Barneveld in the other semifinal. Edgewood won the Division III title last year, but is elevated to Division II by the tournament performance factor, though the Crusaders are looking just fine so far, earning the top seed in the Friday afternoon D2 semifinals. They'll face off against Rice Lake, while Wauwatosa East and West Apeer meet up in the other game. The state's biggest schools will be represented by two dominant conferences in Division I, with top-seeded Kimberly meeting up with Appleton East in an FBA showdown, while the other D1 semifinal is an all-Classic 8 affair featuring Arrowhead and Muskego. Remember that boys' hoops is into sectional play this week, with semifinals on Thursday and sectional finals on Saturday. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.
It's 8:22. A vintage Paul Harvey program is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 135 years with care and tradition. From their on-site crematory to personalized pre-arrangements and community spaces, they are here for you. Visit them in Richland Center today.
Now, the rest of the story. It was just a spring exhibition baseball game in Florida's Payne Park, an exhibition game between the Boston Red Sox and the Milwaukee Braves. They used to say that Payne Park was rightly named, at least from a batter's perspective, because it was a big ballpark, a most difficult one in which to hit a home run. Anyway, the Sox and the Braves were going at it that day. Pitching for Boston was a fellow named Ike DeLock, right-hander. Nothing spectacular, pitched a lot of fastballs. But let's pretend we're watching a movie of this game, and let's run it fast forward so that we can freeze on one frame. It shows Ike on the mound, and the Braves rookie, the rookie second baseman, at the plate, The second baseman with the bat poised above his shoulder is barely 20. He has been called promising, but then a lot of rookies get called promising. But anyway, on this perfectly ordinary day, in the middle of this perfectly ordinary preseason game, the young second baseman is facing DeLock, and Ike DeLock winds up, and the pitch is a screaming fastball, Ike's specialty. Had it been a curveball or a slider, any other pitch, baseball history might now read differently, but it was a fastball. And the young second baseman uncoiled with a crusher. I don't know if you know, but that's the thing about a fastball. Combine the speed of the ball with the speed of the swinging bat, and they connect solidly, then that ball is gone. The Braves manager, Charlie Grimm, couldn't get over it. Almost 400 feet to that long left field fence, and the rookie second baseman had sent the ball over the fence and into the trailer park beyond. It was only a preseason game, insignificant, almost every way insignificant, except this is the rest of the story. The Braves manager, Charlie Grimm, had been counting on a recent trade acquisition of his team, a big hitting outfielder named Bobby Thompson. But then right before the opening game of the season, Thompson broke his ankle. Well, that left a gaping hole in left field. There were at least two or three other players who might have filled that position. But manager Grimm, recalling that one stunning, super long preseason home run by that young second baseman, chose that young man. And the rookie would always be certain that one home run was the reason he stayed with the Braves. And eventually, he was to hit more home runs than anyone in Major League history. I said eventually, he was to hit more home runs than any other, ever. And now you'll remember the day it all began, in March of 1954. For a rookie who was then faltering as a second baseman, a young man named Hank Aaron. Hank Aaron. Now you know the rest of the story.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchens nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Wisconsin workers deserve a living wage and the right to negotiate with employers on wages and benefits. That right was taken away from a lot of Wisconsin workers in 2011, and we now have a chance to fix that. This is an issue that our state Supreme Court will hear soon. There is also a state Supreme Court election coming up on April the 1st. If you want to see Wisconsin workers given back the right to negotiate with employers for fair wages and benefits, research the two Supreme Court candidates. Decide which candidate is more likely to uphold your rights and which one is more likely to leave you with fewer rights and lower wages. Rich mega donors are spending millions on negative ads. We don't need that in Wisconsin. Just tune them out and turn them off. And read what the candidates themselves have said. Make sure you're registered to vote and know your voting location. Your vote could be the difference on April 1st to help ensure your economic future. Paid for by Economic Equity Now.
100.9 WRCO.
single, next thing you know, you meet a girl at a bar, and next thing you know, you get her laughing, it's 2 a.m. telling your buddies, 3 months in, and she ain't moving in, but next thing you know, there's a U-Haul trailer, next thing you know, your old apartment, it's y'all's new place. There goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on her mama's porch. Just pray she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech. And your sunburn on a honeymoon beach. And your left hand's getting used to that ring. And there the next 2 or 3 years gone. Next thing you know, you weren't really trying. Next thing you know, there's a test on the counter. Next thing you know, she's standing there crying, nodding her head yes. You're half excited, half scared to death. Cause next thing you know, you're wearing scrubs and a funny white hat, and the doctor's saying, how you doing there, dad? And nobody's ever called you that, and you take the drive home slow. Next thing you know, it's first steps, first dates, first car. It's 11:01, wondering where they are. You're saying that a USC's too far. It's amazing how fast 17 years go. Next thing you know, been with a lot of years of remember wins and still some down the road. Cause next thing you know, you got a yard full of your kids and you take them to church, teach them to fish, and you tell them stories every chance you get about how fast this life down here can go. Next thing you know,
Jordan Davis on WRCO, and the next thing you know, man, he sings the truth in that one. How fast time goes. We're at 27 degrees here at WRCO, headed towards 64 a little bit later on today. We'll be going to the small screen for trivia. The trivia question of the day is up in just a few minutes. Here's Brandon Lake with Jelly Roll.
Yeah, I don't always feel it. Yeah, but that's when I need it the most. So I'm gonna keep on singing till my soul catches up with my song. And there's times when my hands go up freely. There's days when a praise comes out easy. Days when it takes all the strength I got. I'll bring my heart, fought, heartfelt, been through hell, hallelujah. And I'll bring my storm-tossed, torn-self story to tell, hallelujah. Oh, oh, oh. Cause God, you've been patient. God, you've been gracious. Faithful whatever I'm feeling or facing. So I'll bring my heart, thought, heartfelt. It is well, hallelujah.
Oh, I've wrestled with the darkness, but I'm trying to reach for the light. Yeah, the struggle keeps me honest, and it breaks down the walls of my pride. Cause faith isn't proven like gold till it's been through the fire. Oh, my head, heart, and hands are feeling heavy. That's when I lift them just a little higher.
weather, midnight headlight. Find you on a rainy night. Steep grade up ahead. Slow me down, making no time. But I gotta keep rolling. I close the windshield wipers, slapping out the tempo, keeping perfect rhythm with the song on the radio. But I gotta keep rolling.
Eddie Rabbit on WRCO, just driving my life away. Although the mighty vibe is parked today. Nonetheless, some beautiful weather, that's for sure. 27 headed toward 64 a little bit later on today. This morning, during our morning show conversation, we will have a couple of docs in the studio. Dr. Stickman and May will be in, talking about a special month of March and some things that... we need to know. So that's coming up during our morning show today. Plus a special service from Town Taxi here in Richland Center just underway. So a couple of topics on our morning show. We hope you'll join us next hour as we have some friends from the community stop by to see us.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
1,100.
Good morning. This is Andy from Equity Livestock. And don't forget, our feeder sale is this morning. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. This has been Andy Hips from Equity Livestock. Have a great week.
Cobus & Buses is a family-owned company that is great to work for, and we are hiring. Would you like a rewarding part-time job after retirement? Transporting our students to and from school is that job. I have a great group of drivers, and you can be part of our team. We are currently hiring for part-time trip drivers and sub-route drivers here in Richland Center. We also have an option for drivers to travel to our Lodi terminal daily. This can be 40 hours per week or part-time. A travel vehicle will be provided, and you will get paid from the time you leave Richland Center. Starting pay is $21 with a sign-on bonus of up to $2,400. For questions, call Beth Lau at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobuson Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Riverdale Ag is here to serve your cropping needs. They offer a full line of crop protection products along with dry and liquid fertilizers. Dave and his prompt professional staff offer feed, seed, fertilizer, chemical, grain elevator, and application. Partnering with farmers since 1983, Riverdale Ag Service is Southwest Wisconsin's whole farm supplier. Farmers that are shopping around for fertilizer in these times need to give Riverdale Ag a call for competitive pricing and great service. 739-3103.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Our trivia question of the day is coming up from WRCO and sponsored by TriStar Mulch. No job is too big or too small.
If you're looking for that perfect gift or something special to brighten up your home, look no further than TriStar Gifts and More, located at 1651 US Highway 14 East next to Dunkin' Donuts in Richland Center. They offer a friendly atmosphere filled with adorable, funny, and unique items. From beautiful candles to stunning metal art, TriStar Gifts has something for everyone. Visit them today or call 383-1280 for more information. TriStar Gifts and More, your one-stop shop for home decor and gifts for any occasion.
The winning answer wins from TriStar Gifts and More, TriStar Mulch. Which 70s sitcom featured this lyric? Keeping your head above water and make it a wave when you can. Keeping your head above water and make it a wave when you can. 608-647-4155. That's the hotline today to get to us for trivia.
I got a souped-up ride and I really want to ride you around. And this time of night there ain't no red lights out. We got a good long stretch of road to see how fast this thing will go. But that shoulder on the side looking mighty fine right now. I can drive you from this holler to Hollywood. Got like 700 horses under the hood. But I can't hold you at this high speed. And you look good in that side seat. While we making these tires scream in this old car, all I wanna do is park. All I wanna do is park. Like a racetrack, or we can turn the key and let the seas lay way back. Count the midnight when shield starts, watch the sunrise in my arms. If we don't go nowhere, girl, I wouldn't hate that. I can drive you from this holler to Hollywood. Yeah.
Hubbard on WRCO. Our winner today, congratulations to Tracy Peterson, who got through the line quickest today. The 70s sitcom, which featured the lyric, "Keeping your head above water and making a wave when you can." That lyric came from the show Good Times, which ran for a total of 5 seasons, starring Esther Rolle and John Amos as Florida and James Evans, raising their 3 kids, including Jimmy Walker, of course, who stole the show, JJ, with his catchphrase word, "Dynamite." A young Janet Jackson played Penny as well, and the best friend, Wilona, played by Janet Dubois, also sang the theme song.
Good time!
Anytime you need a payment.
Good time!
Anytime you need a friend.
Good time!
Anytime you're out from under.
Not getting hassled, not getting hustled. Keeping your head above water. Making a way when you can.
Oh, that era had some very good, unique theme songs, many that probably could have been hits had they been released on the radio there. And that was another example of one that I didn't know exactly what they were saying. A lot of them, like I remember All in the Family, there was always that that line that Archie and Edith sang about, "Gee, our old LaSalle ran great." But for a long time, I couldn't tell what they were saying, you know? And in that one, too, the line about, I could never understand what they were saying, but hanging in a chow line was the line there that I could never quite get. Like, what? Hang it? What? I didn't get it. But now I do. It's a little clearer. Plus, you can Google it, lyric search, too. Thanks for playing trivia, sponsored by TriStar Gifts and More, TriStar Mulch. Way to go, Tracy.
Used to dream about buying that bigger house, sitting on top of some hill. Losing sleep about filling my bank account, wondering if I ever will. But the older I get, I just care less and less about keeping up with people named Jones. If you don't fill it up with somebody that you love, it ain't ever gonna feel like home. There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I found is it don't live in bigger houses. I can hear the kids making little footsteps, running down the hallway upstairs. I can see the dogs playing in the backyard, through the kitchen window right there. Maybe life's kind of more about a swing on a porch, holding her while the sun disappears. Why would I want to be anywhere else in the world when my whole world is sitting right here? There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I found is it don't live in bigger houses. For the rest of your life, greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. Thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. The thing
peace I've found is I don't live in bigger houses.
Dan and Shay on WRCO and Bigger Houses. We're up to 29 degrees. The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart. Chinwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street, or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chinwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chinwood Electric.
Get ready to laugh the night away at Comedy on the Ridge in Castle Rock, coming up Friday, March 21st. Enjoy a delicious dinner and an evening of stand-up comedy featuring the hilarious Mike Mercury and Brian Hicks, plus live music from Donnie Razick.
A lot of stars in the sky.
Reserve your tickets today at events at castlerock.com. Don't miss out on great food, great music, and nonstop laughs. Mark your calendar and join them for Comedy on the Ridge in Castle Rock, coming up Friday, March 21st.
If you need reliable and affordable automotive services, stop by Whitman's Repair Hub in Muscadet. From mechanic work to trailer repairs and welding services, they've got you covered. Whether it's routine maintenance or a big repair, their team is ready to help. Call 608-574-9252 or send a message on Facebook at Whitman's Repair Hub to schedule your service today.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center with some sunshine and beautiful conditions. Listen for your chance to win a little bit later on today. We'll give away some more tickets to go and see Escanaba in the Moonlight. We'll tell you when to call later on. Here's Katie Arminger.
Driving through town and I heard this song. You're coming back and it won't be long. The best song ever. Whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa. Pretty sure you're gonna say sorry. Cause the second verse, I don't have to worry. You're lost without me, and I've got proof. This pretty melody is telling me the truth. Yeah, it said we'd always be together. Such a perfect fairy tale, and you would never kiss my best friend. Kill my. Soundtrack.
Yeah, it said we'd always be together. Such a perfect fairy tale, and you would never kiss my best friend, kill my innocence. You're gonna love me forever. According to the song, according to the best song ever. Whoa, whoa, whoa. The best song ever.
looked as happy as you did tonight. Your tipsy friend grabbed that bartender, gave him a phone and pulled us over there with him. He counted to three, and baby, I haven't seen a side of you in forever. And I hate it's the truth, but baby, you never do when we're alone together. It was good to see you smile. Girl, you know. Worth a thousand words, but you ain't said one since you woke up. Silly me, thinking we could make it work. Can you blame me for getting my hopes up? You know it took me right back to how it used to be. And baby, seeing us like that is still a little bittersweet. But it was good. Girl, you know.
Well, this is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy. Be good, everybody, and we'll join you with some community conversation coming up on The Morning Show from WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The news this hour is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1889, and the Phoenix Center. Family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff has now landed in Moscow for talks with Russian officials on the ceasefire agreement that Ukraine has approved. ABC's James Longman with more on what Russian President Vladimir Putin is looking for.
Putin wants a